Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
What's happening? Thanks for joining us. Harlan didn't have to be so enthusiastic about that Boston Scott touchdown. Not happy with him anymore. I don't like him.
He came in our booth right before kickoff. I send you the picture of me kissing him?
No, you said you would.
I said,
no, I don't
when
have
the 49ers
it.
Score a touchdown, I want touchdown San Francisco. And then he went right to touchdown Kansas City as the former voice of the KC Chiefs. So he was a little on the low down for that touchdown Boston Scott, which put him up 21-7 at halftime. But he was doing the game, obviously, on Westwood One with Kurt Warner. Now
yes.
He's going to be working Super Bowl 57 with Kurt, John. Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs.
And both teams are already there. Ruben Frank is there as well, covers the Eagles for NBC Philadelphia. And he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Ruben, thanks for joining us. First of all, how's Arizona?
Well, it's a lot warmer than Philadelphia, so it's got that going for it.
Which is nice.
Yeah, it's going to be nice weather there. It's not going to be too stifling hot. So just reading you on NBC Sports Philadelphia, your friend of John Clark, who I know well, and you got the whole matchup you're laying out right here is the Eagle pass rush, which is all that, and nine deep. I mean, it's just amazing the quality of players they have on their second and third D-tackle and D-ends. And against Kansas City's, in theory, number one ranked pass blocking offensive line, and they've completely rebuilt their entire line since Tampa Bay overwhelmed them with Andrew Wiley at right tackle, Orlando Brown's there, Joe Tooney, Creed Humphrey, the young guy, and Trey Smith. So how do you size this up? Can the KC Chiefs block it well enough with Mahomes and a bad ankle so he's not getting out of the pocket as much? He's basically in the midline where these Chiefs are going to have to protect him against this Eagle pass rush. So how do you see that side of the game, Ruben?
Yeah, I really think that's the key matchup in this game is that Eagles pass rush versus the Chiefs' really good offensive line. Some great matchups there, and certainly Hassan Reddick has been effective. I mean, he's got 19 and a half sacks, including the postseason, and he's just been on a roll. So I think they like that matchup between him and Wiley, and, you know, Josh Sweat and Orlando Brown is a great matchup too, just a lot of really talented guys on both sides. I think the Chiefs' interior O-line is really strong, and the Eagles get a lot of pass pressure from inside, from Hargrave and Fletcher Cox, Milton Williams, and all those guys. So, really, I think that's going to decide this game. If the Eagles can pressure Mahomes and he gets rid of the ball quick, he's got that great escapability, but he's got that ankle. But if they can pressure him, they're going to have a chance. If they can, if they let him just stand back there and throw the football with time, it's going to be really tough to beat him.
I think you bring up a great point, the interior of the line, because Chris Jones in Super Bowl 54 against the 49ers, I think single-handedly wrecked that game, batted down a bunch of passes, and knowing how good and watching that Philadelphia offensive line, I think that's going to be a fun matchup with those guys, Frank Clark on the outside. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, this game's going to be one on the two lines, and the Eagles' O-line has been, I mean, they might have the best O-line and D-line in the league, and you know, I think definitely the best combination I've seen in a long time as far as the two lines. So they're going to look, but they haven't faced a team like the Chiefs, and they haven't faced a challenge like the Chiefs. So that's, you know, we'll see how good they are. I mean, that's where you don't, you know, this is where you have to shine. I mean, it doesn't matter what you did the first, whatever it is, 19 games, if you don't come up big on Sunday.
You know, this matchup is just so compelling in so many areas, it's hard to call And then you go to the quarterback position, and obviously, the broad view of it is the first time we have two African-American quarterbacks starting in a Super Bowl, which is amazing, and hopefully one day we'll never have to bring it up. It'll just be the norm, yep. Or we don't notice. And then I think there's a good chance that they're also going to finish 1-2 for NFL Most Valuable Player. I think Mahomes will win the award because of the Jalen Hurts right shoulder injury, Ruben. But Hurts may finish number two. So how often have we had a matchup at quarterback of 1-2 for MVP? With Mahomes, we saw his brilliance right away. He is unconventional. You know, his arm slot, it's not beautiful mechanics, but he's a beautiful player. His first year, 5,000 yards and 50 touchdown passes of the MVP. Are you kidding me? Where Hurts had to get better over time, Ruben, and I've asked this question to a number of people from Philly. I've not gotten the detailed answer. I'm hoping to get it from you. Exactly a year ago at this time, after they lost to Tampa in the wild card game and the offense was not good, he was going down to Southern California to work with Tom House, Rod Dado's grandson, and all the people they have there at 3D QB in Southern California. What specifically did he work on to get himself so much better as a pocket, pure quarterback, thrower of the football, Ruben?
Yeah, I don't think it's any one thing. I really believe that when you look at that Tampa game, first of all, he was on a bad ankle that required surgery after the season. He's facing the Super Bowl champs. He didn't have A.J. Brown, so he didn't have great weapons. It was down there in Tampa. He was 23 playing in his first playoff game. But it did kind of show him what he needed to work on. And I think the biggest single thing that enabled him to get from there to where he is now is studying defenses, understanding what defenses are trying to do to stop him, being able to quickly diagnose how they're defending him and finding the answer. And he couldn't do that last year. Now, you know, he improved his mechanics. He's got a quicker release. But I think that's all related. If you know where you're going with the ball, you're going to have a quicker release. So I think you kind of you add up his work ethic, the work he did on his mechanics, the quicker release. It's all a part of it. Plus, having A.J. Brown doesn't hurt either. And being in the second year under the same play caller, which he hadn't done since high school, you add that all up and his work ethic and better weapons, another year experience. He's still a young kid. He's 24. So sometimes it just takes a while. So I really believe that once he had a better understanding of how defenses were trying to stop him, he was able to find those answers. So it's been a lot of things, but really believe the mental part of it is where he's improved the most.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Ruben Franks joining us, covers the Eagles for NBC Philly. He's already in Arizona. We'll be down there tomorrow on Radio Row for the rest of the week. Andy Reid's been gone for a long time, but you guys have a lot to write about for the entire week. How big of a storyline will that still be?
Yeah, and he's got, you know, a bunch of coaches who are here. It's not huge. It's been 10 years, and I think time kind of – it's still a big deal. He coached the Eagles for 14 years. Took him to a Super Bowl, but I feel like most people have kind of moved on. Everyone likes Andy. They root for him when he's not playing the Eagles, but I don't think it's a huge storyline. I mean, there's some interesting parts of it, like Nick Sirianni interviewed with Andy. He was on Todd Haley's staff when Andy came in and Todd Haley got fired, and Andy interviewed Nick Sirianni for a wide receiver spot that he didn't have because he already knew he was hiring David Culley. So they go back 10 years, and it's pretty interesting. Nick says that Andy gave him some good advice when they met. He said, look, I don't have a job, but I'm willing to sit down and talk football with you. And, you know, so here they are going against each other in a Super Bowl. But, I think it's been 10 years, and most of the people have moved on. But it certainly does add a dimension of intrigue. And I think what makes it really interesting is that Andy's impact on the franchise is still very, very big. Like, you look at Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Jason Kelsey. These are all guys Andy drafted. How rare is it 10 years later you have three starters that a coach brought in four coaches ago? So that's a big part of it. And also just that Andy is the one who first brought the philosophy of building around the two lines and just starting there and building out. He brought that to the Eagles. Howie Roseman learned from him when he got there a couple of years later, and Howie's been there 20 years now in various roles. And Howie and Andy kind of were really in lockstep on building a team a certain way. And even when Andy left, Howie continued to do that and even did it a little bit better. So when you talk about how good the Eagles' two lines are, A, two of their best defensive linemen are guys Andy drafted. Their best offensive lineman is a guy Andy drafted, and the whole philosophy of building from the lines is one that Andy introduced to the franchise. So I think that's where his impact is. And, the irony is that he's now trying to beat a team that was kind of designed in his, in his image.
And I remember when Andy was hired, they were, this guy never even was an offensive coordinator. He never called plays before he got the Eagle job, and then obviously cutting edge. I mean, the plays he's calls now and the formation he's broken out, bringing Brad Childress in as the spread game coordinator, it's dizzying. And he's got, a brilliant mind along with Eric Bieniemy, which also goes over to Nick Sirianni. Jeffrey Lurie's got a track record of sticking his neck out and hiring the unconventional. And certainly Sirianni is the unconventional. And you write, how did a coach nobody ever heard of win over the Eagles locker room? But I remember his first press conference, Ruben, 25 months ago, when Jeffrey Lurie introduced him as the new head coach of the Eagles. What jog my memory, I just remember that didn't go so well.
Yeah, he had just gotten hired. He was in the middle of trying to put his staff together, and all of a sudden he's in an empty auditorium looking into a camera to take Zoom questions from people he'd never met. And there were impossible questions. People were asking about Carson Wentz's future. He didn't know. And, it's not a position he was used to being in. And, like I wrote that night, press conferences don't win championships or football games. And it's all about winning over the locker room, having an idea how you want to attack, building a good staff. And he did all those things. And, that whole thing about the press conference was a real joke, because – it was irrelevant to how he was going to do as a coach. And, people kind of jumped on it and made fun of him and mocked him. And, people said he'd never be any good because he had a bad press conference. I mean, I remember Andy Reid's first press conference at the, January of 99 at the Marriott downtown Philadelphia. And you could even hear him. He was mumbling and you couldn't hear a word he said. And the answers were like six words, mumbled. And the guy's Hall of Fame coach. And Chip Kelly comes in, he's slick and smooth and, great, great quotes, really quotable, and everyone loves him. And he was gone in 2.5 years. So that stuff is, press conferences don't win football games. That's pretty clear.
So how did he win over the locker room, Ruben?
He won over the locker room by being genuine, by making sure he connected with every player on a personal level, got to know him. By being himself, by bringing great energy, by really knowing the X's and O's and convincing the leaders on this team that they were going to be better players under him and that he was going to help them be the best versions of themselves. And when guys believe that, they're going to play hard for a coach. And he got that message across really fast. He's a very genuine, authentic guy who's really curious about everybody's lives and wants to, he believes that if all the players and coaches know each other on a personal level, they'll play harder for each other. And that's one of the reasons they're here. It works. And it's kind of, it's almost like a high school coach mentality, but he's so genuine that it works with 10-year veterans and they buy in. He's got complete buy-in in that locker room, and it's a big part of their success.
Ruben, let me ask you something. And again, we're all enthralled in the Super Bowl, but I was looking at the Eagles, and from a 49ers perspective, you look at the NFC East and you look at the Eagles, and they're going to be good for a long time. But I did count about 17 unrestricted free agents, including guys like Fletcher Cox, Robert Quinn, Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, those guys on that defensive line, Jason Kelsey, Miles Sanders, James Bradbury, a lot of really, really good players. What is the future of this franchise? And I would imagine as long as Jalen Hurts is around and Sirianni, they're going to be good for quite a long time.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I don't think anybody's concerned about Robert Quinn. But
exactly right.
But, yeah, they do have a lot of free agents. Now, Jason Kelsey's a different story because he'll be here as long as he wants to play. He's not going anywhere else. It's just kind of an understanding. But, yeah, especially on defense, a lot of their key guys are up. T.J. Edwards and Bradbury, Kazir White. Fletch will have to decide what he wants to do. I think they're going to be a different team next year. They're going to have a different look, especially on defense. On offense, they're pretty intact. They lose a guard, Isaac Seumalo. He'll be a free agent, but they have guys who can replace him. On defense, that's the real challenge. And Howie Roseman, look, the salary cap is going up a lot. Howie Roseman manages the cap better than anybody, maybe in the league, and he'll find a way to keep the guys he needs to keep. They're going to have to prioritize stuff. Miles Sanders wants $6 million, and Kenny Gainwell's a fifth round pick on his rookie year, and the production is about the same. You got to make these tough decisions and move on from some really popular, productive Pro Bowl type players. But I don't think any team is more equipped to handle, working around a quarterback with a $45 million contract than the Eagles with Howie.
Great stuff. Ruben, thank you so much. We appreciate it. We'll be down there. Hopefully we'll see you down there. But thank you for your time and your insight. We appreciate it.
You got it. Anytime.
Thank you, Ruben.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.